absolute laws and relative laws. God has created this universe for a purpose. The goal of the universe is to return the darkness. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, Genesis 1 verse 2, back to light. And God said, let there be light, Genesis 1 verse 3. So God has set laws and a way to accomplish this. We know the way, eternal divine path. We should also know the absolute laws in order to be able to follow the way. For a lucid mind, enlightened, it is easy to see these absolute laws. For a confused and untrained mind, it is hard. Absolute laws are the innate nature, the dharma of things. It is, what is the purpose of anything created? If we follow the innate nature, the dharma of anything, then we are following the laws which are absolute and unbreakable. It is when man tries to break these laws that karma, sin, is created, and so the face of God will be against them. As long as humanity follows the dharma, God's blessings will be with them. Some people think these laws only apply to individuals. However, you can ask, do these laws also apply to the societies, Earth, and the universe? If they do, then collective endeavor to uphold these laws are also a part of their lives. In fact, the whole society and human ways toward the universe should reflect this understanding. The communities, the cities, the regions, and the whole Earth has to strive to establish an environment that helps the goal of life and the universe. As we have stated, and all religions and prophets agree, these laws cannot be broken. Whoever tries to break them will break themselves against them. It does not matter if it is an individual, a community, city, etc. The face of God will be against them. That is why in God's system, the head, the eldest, and the elder body has to be connected to Spirit, God, and have a lucid mind to see what things are created to be and used for. They bring the Spirit of God to man. They will not approve of anything that is not promoting the goal of the universe. They bring the grace of God to man and are a source of light for them. Indeed, this has been the basic idea of the king in old cultures and in the past golden ages. He was connected to God and would bring his grace and light to earth. Of course, as the dark age approached, the kings no longer were connected to God, and they became dictators, and darkness came to man. The cruel kings and dictators changed the perception of man on what a chosen leader by God means, and what he is supposed to be. Nowadays, a king means a dictator that fills his own pockets with wealth and gives the best positions in the land to his own family, relatives, and friends. Many such people who no longer were connected to God became leaders of our known history. In fact, the record of how people took away the way of God and replaced it with their own ways is in the Bible. God had a system that the judges were chosen as the leaders of the children of Abraham. At the time of Samuel, people decided they wanted someone who they would choose as their leader, a king, like their neighbor's head. God clearly told them that the leader they would choose as a king would tax them heavily, would take their wealth for himself, would take their children to unjust wars, etc. They still insisted that they wanted to choose their own leaders. God permitted them to do so, and the result was disastrous. It was after this long period of the disastrous rules of such kings that the idea of democracy emerged, the rule of the majority. As long as this system does not infringe on the absolute laws, it works well. However, if the majority decides to go against these absolute laws, the face of God will be against them. Besides these absolute laws, there are man's laws and regulations. These usually are related to what concerns the day-to-day living of man and this external world. The majority can decide about these decisions, and usually these things do not concern the spirit and the setup of the universe. In this level, the mission is also democratic, and the majority decision is welcomed. However, the clear mind of the eldest and the elder body is the one that is supposed to connect man and his society to the spirit and God. It is this body that brings the grace of God to man, the guiding light. These are the ones that Christ called the salt of the earth. What happens if even the salt spoils and no longer is lucid, clear? That is when the darkness comes, and we have been in this dark age for the last 12,000 years.